From time to time, we like to look at some examples of everyday fails that will make you feel better about yourself and, quite frankly, your life.
I mean, what better way to feel better than looking at people who are living their life badly or bad things happening to them?
Yeah, from the website F My Life, like, today I had to convince my 28-year-old boyfriend to take down his booger wall.
What? Who has that, even if you're a kid?
Okay, listen, Kelly, you've obviously never been into a men's restroom where...
No, I haven't.
At the urinal.
No.
I'm going to say in most restrooms, thankfully not in our new building, but definitely when we were downtown in our old studios.
Really?
Oh, Kelly, there were clingers right there.
No. Wow.
At the urinal. Because
no.
What do guys do with their other hand?
Oh, come on now. Come on now. There's toilet paper right there. Wrap it around your finger and take care of business.
Kelly, again, this is at the urinal. There isn't toilet paper right there.
Oh, you're right. Oh, but still. Wait until you're done and then reach into the stall, get some toilet paper, take care of the booger business. What's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm. Another one. Today, my husband and I ran into his high school girlfriend at the mall. We were catching up, and my husband told her that we have a daughter together. She asked what our daughter's name was, but my husband hesitated and tried to change the subject. So
I
told her it was Juniper.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, that happened to be his ex's name.
Oh, my God.
By the way, does
that... That's how she found out their daughter was named after his ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Is there anyone who has named their kid after someone, but they can't tell their partner why they came up with the name?
Didn't Adam Levine pull that one?
Did he?
I think so. When all that was kind of, all that scandal was kind of hitting the news, I thought,
like,
didn't he reach out to a girl? Like, No.
Oh.
He was kind of, there was a girl he was supposedly talking to on the side, and he like was going to name his son after her. Because she had one of those names that could go either way. Don't know what that happened.
Yeah, I can confidently say that I have never dated an Isabella, a Sophia, or a Zoe. So all three of my daughters are free and clear.
Okay, good. Good news. I bet they're relieved to hear that too.
Right. Another one from F My Life. Little examples of everyday fails that'll just make you feel better about yourself. Like today, taking a soak in the tub with my essential oils. Husband walks in, proceeds to take the most foul-smelling deuce ever.
Oh.
Essential oils didn't stand a chance.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
The house also had four other bathrooms.
Come on, man.
But
she's taking a relaxing bath, and that's where you need to do you couldn't pick another bathroom?
Obviously, he felt very attached. And wanted to just keep
you
company.
It smells good in there. I want to give me some of that aroma. What? That is the rudest ever.
Oh,
that's so rude.
Shoot. A couple more. Today, I finally confronted my boyfriend and asked him if he was cheating on me.
Oh.
He got flustered and said, "Technically, I'm cheating with you, not on you."
That's how she found out she was the other woman?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot. By the way, we did get a text from a listener who said, "My ex's name is Joseph. My husband's name is Joseph. And if we have a son someday, it'll be Joseph also." So.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Just
I think
keep
that
it all in the family.
Yep.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, so today I was feeling really good about going to the gym for the first time. That was until I got so worn out from my warm-up on the treadmill that I just had to stop and throw up.
Oh, my gosh. We're throwing up after the warm-up? Oh, that's not boding well
right.
For the rest of the workout. Bless their heart.
And now, Angela, I'm assuming she's texting in. She's like, "I'm a nurse, and that is still by far one of the top most disgusting things I've ever heard." I don't know if you're talking about the booger wall, maybe.
Well, probably. Oh, she says boogers. Yes, booger wall. Yep.
So again, little examples of everyday fails that'll just make your your life feel a little better.
Oh, Becky says, I have an ex-boyfriend from back in the day that I haven't seen in years. He has two daughters. One has my first name. One has my maiden name.
Oh, look at that.
What?
You had an impression.
Yeah, you did. You left your mark.
I will say that one of my wife's ex-boyfriend, actually two of my wife's ex-boyfriends, one of them married an Elizabeth, who looks like she did. And the other married a woman who also has very similar traits.
They broke the mold with her.
I guess they did.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So there you go. That's from F My Life. You know, sometimes you find that special someone, or sometimes you're not in the right spot to even get a name or number. So what do?
Sometimes you're sending out a signal in Middle Earth and you get lots of responses and pictures.
That's right. That's when Kelly and I scour the pages of misconnections and bring them to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Shall we start with the ladies?
Yes.
Woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, lovers of Middle Earth.
Oh. All right.
A mere day ago, I cast out my spell of seduction, searching for a man true of heart and lustful in their drives who understood the true meaning of fantasy.
Oh, my. Okay.
Alas, the spell was a strong one, for the call was apparently heard round the realm. So much so that I fear now that my cup runneth over.
Oh my, okay.
I have found my true love.
Good.
He was the one who not only cast the most charismatic photo magic, spoke most eloquently and most elvishly, but who speaks masterfully of Beowulf, from whence I take my namesake.
Okay.
And so my search is over, and I remove myself, overwhelmed as I am, from this modern ether world, for now.
Ah, for now.
I thank all of you for your kind words and noble efforts, though, to be fair, this maiden could have done without those many messages affixed with renderings of your coarse nether regions.
Renderings? Were they drawing pictures?
I don't know. I don't know. Your elven princess, Freyrwaru.
Wow. That is a world that I feel like we're just scratching the surface of here.
Oh, it's literally, because it's Middle Earth, so it's probably, it just feels far away.
Apparently there were a lot of...
She got a lot of responses. She sent out the bat signal for love.
Yeah, there was a lot of rowdy elves that decided to send pictures.
Trying to give themselves the edge.
Yeah, that's right.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, it's Man for Woman, titled Pregnant Doctor Lady Who Looked at My Blister.
Out the gate, we're hitting on a pregnant person.
Yep.
All right. Why would you assume that she's already taken? Let's go.
You have shiny black hair, a great body, and commanded the room.
I bet she loved that compliment.
Sure. You were also the doctor who looked at the blister on my foot today.
Oh, wow.
I like to describe myself as ruggedly handsome.
Sure.
Dad bod, but no kids. Got all my teeth.
Oh, great.
Even keel disposition.
That's a good quality.
Who smells like a fall autumn morning mixed with pine.
All right. That's not a bad description.
I was also wearing the red Body by Bacon t-shirt.
I want to find that. I want to buy one.
The way you caressed my foot in your strong but gentle hands made me wish I had blisters everywhere.
Ew, ow.
Especially further up my leg.
I would not wish for that,
no,
sir.
No. The way you told me it would be okay after I winced at the pain of my festering sore made me want to curl up in your lap and let you pet my head like a dog.
We went to go get a blister looked at.
I guess so.
At the doctor? All right, must have been a bad one.
Even though you're pregnant with another man's baby.
I was wondering. wondering if he was going to acknowledge that or not.
I want you to know I would raise it as my own.
Oh, how noble. Oh, that's great.
If it's a boy, we could name him Pete. After my uncle, who was a professional Frisbee football player.
Wow, we're naming the kid already. Well, what about a girl?
If it's a girl,
yeah,
we could name her Tammy. After an aunt that you probably loved as a kid growing up.
We're assuming she has an Aunt Tammy?
We're assuming.
All right.
I think I love you. My girlfriend will not be happy about this new development. But her loss. And she's out of town.
Okay. Oh, that was a lot. It was a lot. But you know what that tells me about him is he is not shying away from an opportunity when he sees it.
If you see this.
No matter the obstacles in his way of her pregnancy, his girlfriend, whatevs.
If you see this, tell me the cartoon character who was on my Band-Aid that I told you looked like my sister.
What? His sister looks like a cartoon character? That was a lot.
That was a lot.
It was much. It was much.
So whether you are searching Middle Earth for that special, special elfin prince to be your happily ever after.
Sure. Well, it sounds like she's already found him. She's just telling everybody else, hang on, I got my guy. Stop sending me pictures.
Or whether you're wearing the Body by Bacon t-shirt.
For real, I'm going to go look that up on Amazon and buy one today.
Trying to woo the pregnant doctor who looked at your blister. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Especially magical today.
Especially magical for sure. Saw this on Twitter the other day, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Kind of funny but morbid?
Yeah, a little funny but morbid. The last thing you Googled is what kills you. So how do you die?
Oh, wow.
And the only reason I bring this up is because I just typed it in for me, and it's Joanne Fabric Sewing Machine.
Oh, that sounds like it might be painful.
It might be painful.
That might be painful. Right?
But how?
Well,
am I being sewed, like, to death? Is it falling on me?
It could be dropped on you like an anvil.
Yeah.
Like Wile E. Coyote
style. Yeah, maybe like a Wile E. Coyote Looney Tunes sort of style.
Yeah.
Or
you're just stitched to death. I don't know.
If I dip to row two, Matty Pope, former American Idol winner.
Oh, you just made Matty Pope a murderer? Yeah. I don't think she appreciates that.
I don't think she appreciates that either. She's coming to Louisville, and we may have tickets to win, so that's why.
I think you stay away, sir.
I think you know what? Maddie, you stay over there.
Okay.
You stay at Headliners. I'll be over here. We're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Oh, gosh.
What about yours? So, again, this is a little bit morbid this morning, but whatever. It's the last thing you Googled is what offs you.
Ticketmaster junk fees?
Oh.
No, that's a Google search.
Yeah.
No hard feelings release date.
Okay, that's what does you in.
Fourth down, fart soundboard. That feels threatening.
The fart soundboard is definitely that would be something I would watch out for.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that sounds like an awful death.
I still like the Joanne Fabric Sewing Machine.
Did we buy a sewing machine?
No, that's mine. And I was looking because my wife's sewing machine like broke. And so I legit just typed in.
Pricing it out.
Yep. All right. So, you know, there's
how
a Joanne.
Those suckers.
There's a Joanne Fabric that's close by.
Uh-huh.
How much are we going to have to spend to get this thing?
Yeah.
But
wow.
So Maddie, by the way, I don't know if you're listening, you're probably not, but sorry. Sorry to paint you in such a light.
Yeah,
but
we have just literally framed her as a murderer.
Oh, shoot. All right. So anyways, if you want to tweet us, that's kind of funny. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show because I did see it on Twitter.
What a fun way to start the day.
Yeah.
Let's find out how I'm going to die according to my Google search.
Yeah, the first thing, whatever. Okay. Last weekend was talking with some friends. We just got off on this topic of things that you were worried way too much about when you were a kid.
Okay.
What one of the things we brought up was when you turned on the overhead light in the car when you were driving when it was nighttime. And your parents would freak out and go, you know, don't turn on the light. Turn off the light. I can't see. And now as an adult, I've never had an issue with the dome light being on and me not being able to see out of the front window. Right. But the way like my parents, my dad, my mom made it sound, if you turned on the light,
you're going to make us instantly crash.
I know, exactly. Yeah. We're going to go to our fiery death.
Yes.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Still not, like, I think, advised because, yeah, it does impact you a little bit.
Another one that we had come up with was right after you ate, going for a swim, like you'd immediately cramp up and drown. That was
Wow. That's where it went. I just was told, oh, you'll probably get a stomach ache if you do that.
Oh, really? No, it was drilled into my head from an early age that you have to wait 30 minutes to an hour after you eat. Otherwise, you're going to get a cramp and you could drown.
Okay, wow. That was...
Things were a little bit more endgame. Yeah, things were a little bit more endgame where I grew up, apparently.
Okay. All right. Also, quicksand.
Oh, it's quicksand?
Yeah. Quicksand was super scary.
I know, like, when I was younger... I felt like when I grew to be an adult, quicksand, I'd have to watch for quicksand everywhere.
Yeah, but I think it's because it showed up in movies a lot in that time. You're growing up, like,
oh, cartoons.
You thought that was an actual real danger that you might encounter in your everyday life.
Yeah, for sure. Cartoons, movies, all that stuff. All that stuff.
One of the Indiana Jones movies had that, didn't they? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, and then Princess Bride, who just celebrated 35th anniversary. Same deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quicksand. Horrible death.
We got a text from a listener. If you took a shower during a thunderstorm, you'd probably get struck by lightning and die.
Well, yes.
But you know what? Like that. No. Remember? We talked about this a long time ago, and I was like, man, that seems to be something that I grew up believing too. And I was like, that can't be serious. But then we got calls from people who were like, nope, I've been shocked by being in the shower when there have been lightning storms.
So we should rightfully still be worried about that.
Yeah, I think so.
We're keeping that on the list as legitimate. It's a legitimate concern. We're still going to be worried about that.
Yeah, we got a text from a listener. Yeah, that dome light thing while cramming 10 kids in the back of a pickup truck so we could jump the hills on Manslick Road.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, like the dome light's not the issue here.
Nope, not at all.
Gosh,
sweets before bed.
Yeah,
giving you nightmares.
I never got that. I was just told if I had sweets before bed, my teeth would rot out.
That too, but yeah, I think this was all just a parent's lie because they knew that if you had sweets before bed, you were not going to bed.
Oh my gosh,
you were going to be up.
We got
that sugar rush.
So many texts from Chase and Bethany. With as much as school preached the stop, drop, and roll, I thought spontaneously as adults we'd catch on fire. That'd be a real problem. Like, oh my gosh!
But then Chase was like, then I started watching Grey's Anatomy. Now I have a whole different list of things I have to worry about.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is something like as a kid you were worried about happening way too much when you became an adult.
Right.
Another text, skunks. And how hard it is to avoid being sprayed by one.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I've never been sprayed by a skunk, but I have been in the area where a skunk has sprayed.
Really?
And
okay, now I have skated through my entire life, never having been in the presence of a skunk, to my knowledge.
Wow.
Like, never actually seen one in the wild.
All right. Another listener messaged us, if you consumed anything from the hotel minibar, you'd immediately bankrupt your family. I remember, going on trips when I was younger and my
parents... Don't touch anything in the minibar.
Yeah, you know. If you even move it, they'll know and charge us.
Oh, how expensive was that stuff in there?
I remember my dad saying, if you move it...
It looks like it's free.
They will charge you.
Wow.
And so
they mark the line where they put it.
To this day, I will not touch the minibar or anything. I mean, minibar meaning like that a lot of times now they're just snacks. They're like M&Ms or pretzels or
you know, candies or things like that. That
they
you
need
can,
to be clearly marked with prices, though. There's a reason why they haven't done that ever, because they want you to feel like it's free, and then you're going to see the surprise charges because they're banking. You're not actually going to look at the itemized bill. You're just going to hand over your credit card and be like, on your way.
Jessica texts us, Dare made me think strangers would be offering me drugs all the time.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, and it's still a good lesson at heart. But yeah,
and where are these people?
As nefarious, and probably not lurking around every corner. As you might have thought.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The whole bubble gum, swallowing that, and clogging up yourself, and not being able to go number two for 7 years. Did you hear that?
Oh, you can't poop?
Well, no. It was your gum stayed in your body for 7 years. That's what I was always told. I was told it was 7 years. If you swallowed your gum, it'd stay in your body for 7 years.
I was gonna say, if you believe that you couldn't poop for 7 years, like, you would not be living.
No. No. Anyways, yeah. If you have any to add to that, you can text 502-795-1997. We were just talking about what's something you were conditioned to worry about way too much as a kid. For example, like if you swam right after eating, you'd cramp up and drown, or your parents telling you it was illegal to drive with the dome light on when it was dark. Becca rolls in and says, what about people handing out drugs in Halloween candy?
Oh, yeah. Or that's just our way of saying, you know, I just want first dibs.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I remember going and dumping out the candy that I would get. Uh-huh. I would haul in after trick-or-treating, and my dad would roll
through. Mom and dad are like, nope, we got to go through it first.
I know. And they would, like, cut them up with cutting boards, and like the Butterfingers, those didn't cut up. They would just, they'd be Butterfinger dust after they were done. They'd be like, nope.
Yep.
No razor blades or drugs here. We're good.
And I'm carrying on that tradition with my kids.
See,
gotta check for those razor blades.
Yeah, that is true for sure. Sandy rolls in. Yeah, I would be on fire more.
Oh, yeah. Stop, drop, and roll. They told you that all the time. That's how you handle it.
Oh, shoot.
Still solid advice.
That is. Taylor says, I tell my toddler that she'll have to go see Jesus without mommy if she unbuckles herself in the car.
Oh, gosh.
Well.
That is probably effective way to
an effective
keep
way
your child
keep
buckled.
Yeah. Anthony's like, I, too, was told about the mini bar. Yeah, because I was saying that I remember my dad was like, whenever we go on trips and we'd have to stay in a hotel, if you even touch or move anything from the minibar, they will know there are sensors. They will charge you. So Anthony says, so when my wife and I went to Sandals in Nassau, Bahamas, I kept double checking to make sure everything was free, even though I knew it was all inclusive.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. The all inclusive. That's the way to go. As long as you got that. Yeah, go nuts.
Ashley, I've never heard this one. If you play with fire, you'll pee the bed.
That is a new one for me, too.
You've never heard that one?
I've never heard that one either. I have heard if you play with fire, you'll burn the house down.
Well, yeah, and then that's true.
I did hear that.
For sure. Brooke said, when I was a kid, I thought my slippers would get stuck to my feet if I fell asleep with them on. I don't even remember who told me that. These are all valuable things. All right, so again,
really
something
valuable life lessons. Steven thought that he thought it was illegal to talk in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, you'd get arrested.
Listen,
if you did.
These are all things that we were conditioned to worry about way too much as children. Things like quicksand. coming across quicksand in your everyday life. And
I think we can blame movies on that.
Yeah, movies, cartoons, things like that.
I feel like that got featured a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Like, thinking that you would have to worry about how to get out of quicksand. And do you know how to get out of quicksand? Do you remember?
How do you? No. Well, is it you hang on to a stick and someone pulls you out? I think that's how they typically did it,
well,
right?
That's how. Sure. I mean, if there was a vine nearby, you'd hold on to that. But wasn't it like you tried to lay on your back and just keep your...
Oh, kind of like float?
Yeah,
almost like you're floating in a pool?
Yeah, like almost float on top of the quicksand.
How do you escape...
Quicksand. I wonder if anybody has actually gotten caught in quicksand, and how quickly does it take you under?
Oh, Inside Edition actually did a story on it.
It's interesting. Dana said,
how to escape from quicksand just in case.
You know, things that you were worried about way too much as a kid. Dana rolls in and said, I used to tell my kids the last people to leave Chuck E. Cheese had to do the dishes. I get it.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, let's not dilly-dally because...
That was a lie that parents told the kids to get them out of Chuck E. Cheese.
Mary said that there was a special chemical in the pool that would turn the water purple if you pee. I don't remember ever hearing that as a kid, but that's for sure. Yeah, no, I get that.
Well, yeah, it's probably, again, something they said, listen, don't you pee in the pool. We're going to know. We're going to know it's you.
This one, several people said, if you play with fire, you'll pee the bed. I never heard of that.
Why is that?
Yeah, Abby even said, I come from a big camping family. That fire rule was gospel growing up.
Seriously? Do you think it was just something that people made up so that you wouldn't start a forest fire if you were playing with fire while you're camping?
Yeah, don't do that or you'll pee the bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
And, I mean, nobody wants that situation when you're out in the woods camping.
Right. Amy, if you make an ugly face, it'll stay that way. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that whole...
Oh, rolling your eyes, too, or cross-eyed if you try to, like, look at your nose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know...
Cross-eyed is going to get stuck together.
I did get told that if you cross your eyes, they're going to get stuck like that.
Don't keep it there too long. Get stuck.
Oh, my gosh. Things we were told.
So many things to worry about.
So many things to worry about.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Guys, Kayla needs us. She says, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
Secondly, I need some advice. My mom is 66 years old and has never been married or dated very much.
All right.
She's not rich. She looks good for her age, but not unusually so.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, she told me her boyfriend was moving in with her. And this weekend, I met him.
Oh.
Ben and Kelly, he's my age, 31.
Oh.
Devastatingly handsome.
Oh.
Nice. Seemingly intelligent.
Okay.
And I'm totally baffled. My mom seems head over heels for him, and as far as I can tell, he reciprocates.
All right.
I don't even want to think about why my mom and this 30-year-old hottie are dating, but should I meddle or leave her alone? A part of me worries that she's been scammed in some elaborate way, and another part is just reeling. Mm-hmm. Any advice would be appreciated. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Kayla's like, I feel like my mom has out-punted the coverage.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's like, why is this guy with my mom?
And not me.
And yeah, right.
She sounds kind of jealous.
Yeah. I mean, she's
a little.
So I get the worry where you're like, okay, what is it about my mom?
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Are you wanting her money? What are you wanting? Are you taking advantage of a woman who's not been married and is, you know, 66 and looking for happiness? Like, I can see why Kayla has a little bit of a red flag up.
Yeah, she's just a little concerned that he's not being entirely genuine. Tony's like, hashtag cougar.
Yeah, you know, Tia writes on Facebook, good for her, leave her alone, age is just a number. I mean, okay, I get that, but I understand why Kayla is saying what she's saying.
Right.
Because you see so many different stories of, I don't want to say 66 is elderly, but the elderly getting scammed out of their money, getting, you know, being the victims of fraud and things like that. And, you know, something that's too good to be true could be.
Yeah, but I feel like we got to let our mom live her life. Now, I would be in tune to the relationship. And if she starts saying, well, I'm giving my boyfriend money, if that kind of thing starts happening, then maybe we have legitimate concerns about there being a scam situation. But as long as they're happy and she's not like starting to take care of her boyfriend like a child, or just start, you know, like giving him a bunch of money, loaning him a bunch of money and that kind of stuff, then I think we just let her be happy.
Whose mom has dated someone your own age, or whose dad has dated someone your own age? And
how do you navigate that?
How did you navigate it? How did you deal with it? Because that could probably help Kayla here on 99.7 DJX. It's group therapy, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories and your calls coming up in just a few minutes. We're in the middle of group therapy, and Kayla's mom, 66, never really been married, but has started dating a guy who is her age, like 31 years old. They both seem to be head over heels for one another, but Kayla doesn't really know whether she's being scammed or should she be worried, or whether she should like just give her mom a high five.
So Lisa says, I'm a 50-year-old single mother of an adult child. It's crazy to me how many 30-ish people hit on me. Oh. I find it creepy, but I did ask one of them why they like older women. And he said, older women know how to care about another person, and they don't wear leggings every day. No joke. But mom has had her time to raise her family. Now's her time to be her. Leave it alone. It's none of your business.
Okay. Now, here's one from as a cautionary tale. Texter says, my dad married someone my older sister's age. My grandparents were elderly, not in the best health. I guess his wife thought he would be coming into a pretty nice inheritance at some point in the near future. So she was definitely after the money. And after my grandparents passed, they left my dad land instead of money. And my dad was not interested in selling the land. So after that, wife let him go and left him on New Year's Day. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a little cautionary tale there.
Well, I think, you know, that's the thing. You can't really judge this guy until he does something or says something to raise a red flag, which he hasn't at this point.
Connie says, as someone who is with someone who with a decent age gap, and I knew what people would think, but I also knew that only time would show others my true intentions, and we weren't concerned about what others thought. If friends weren't supportive, we were willing to walk away from them. Don't get me wrong, your mom's situation may not end well. Newness can fade in any relationship, but hopefully you are around to support her during the healing if that happens. And she goes on and says, I personally have felt the most loved I've ever felt, so I would hate for you to try to stop something that could be happiness but looks odd from the outside.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think that she's got to let this play out. And, you know, like Stacey said, she's a big girl. Let her have some fun. Keep an eye on the situation, but don't start accusing him of things that you have no proof of.
Mm.
But yeah, if mom starts like giving him money, though, we start to ask some questions at that point.
Yeah. Okay.
But if he's got a job and he's supporting himself and he's, you know, showering your mom with gifts and treating
with
her
gifts.
Well.
Okay. Sorry. You paused quite a bit after showering your mom. And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, who doesn't take the
time
occasional
for your sponge bath?
Who doesn't take in the occasional shower with their partner, right?
Okay. All right. We don't need to get into the technicalities.
I mean, someone always is not getting the hot water, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're right.
Don't need to think about our mom showering with anyone. Thanks.
Well, you were the one who brought it up, but they do have those.
I did not. And showering her with gifts is different.
They do have those showers that have like the two heads, the one that's there and then the kind of the extender that like goes to the back.
Sir, get out of the shower right now in your brain. Get out.
I just like to think about that stuff.
No,
every now and then.
We don't need to think. Oh, my God.
All right.
Kayla does not need us to think about that.
Well, Kayla was the one who messaged us, so that's where we're going to go.
She's not messaging ever again.
All right. So, Kayla, I don't know. I still would keep my eye on the situation.
In the meantime, be happy for your mom.
Yeah,
she's
a lot of people.
Happiness.
A lot of people are saying, why don't you just let your mom do her thing, let it ride out, be there for her. You know.
Exactly. If things don't work out, then yes, be there to help pick her up.
All right.
Just keep an eye on the situation and, you know, maybe have a little aside with the boyfriend. Say, listen, you better treat my mom nice.
I mean, and from what it sounds like, he's not a bad thing to look at either.
Exactly.
All right. So there you go. That is group therapy. Good luck. Keep us posted. All right. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Beth calling us from J-Town. Hi, Beth.
Hey, you guys.
So Beth's got red hair, drives a minivan, is a therapist, is in a complicated relationship, but has two fun kids out of it, and takes our stupid facts of the day as facts and wows her friends with her knowledge. You know what?
Oh, boy.
I like that, Beth. I like that a lot.
That's a really fun stamp of approval. For us. I like that.
That helps give me ammo to Kelly whenever she says it's stupid and no one would ever want to know this knowledge.
Well, we named the bit Stupid Fact of the Day. I'm just saying. There's a quality that goes along with that.
There is. And then when I asked Beth what it was.
I didn't even remember.
When I asked it, she was like, I don't remember.
I
was like, all right, that's great.
Once I spew the knowledge, it's out of my brain forever.
That's right. I tell one person, it's up to them at that point to remember.
It was probably something like farting or tittle, right?
It could have been
those
whatever.
Two words
yeah.
that we discovered what they were.
Yes, little kid or drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game all works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Are you ready, Beth?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
So I threw a flute at a drummer's head while he was in the middle of doing his drum solo.
Oh, no.
Oh. A flute.
I mean, he was a really good drummer.
How did she get access to the flute either way, as a kid or an adult?
Very true. That is, wow. You're right.
Unless it was a toy. Well, drunk adult.
Okay, wow. Okay, drunk adult.
See, in my mind, I'm thinking this is like a marching band situation maybe in school, but because I feel like that's the obvious answer, I'm going with you on drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
Oh, dang it! This is how I talk myself out of the right answer on tests all the time when I was a kid.
Little kid.
I was in a band when I was around 11. The drummer and I just didn't get along. Creative differences, I guess.
Creative differences in a band 11. When you're 11 years old. Oh my
God. I don't really remember what it was. And we had gotten into this big fight during one of our performances, and I decided I was still angry with him. So when he wasn't looking, I threw a flute right off his head, right in the middle of his drum solo. And listen, Derek, if you're out there, I'm sorry to this day. I didn't mean to. Like, I know we were just kids. It was just like a funny thing. Not in the moment, but, you know, looking back, like, oh my gosh. Crazy.
Derek, we're so sorry.
Oh, this is finally the apology Derek's been waiting for all these years.
She's been waiting all these years.
I mean, she's was like, this a true, like, behind the music story? I feel
really
like this is a behind the music rock star.
Beth, were you ever in one of those, like, kid bands growing up?
Like, Pots and Pans when we were really little.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
See, my daughters had formed the Upside Down Sunglasses when they were in, I believe, sixth grade with a friend of theirs.
I'm and, shocked that that didn't take off.
Well, it lasted, sadly, about just a few months. And maybe it was creative differences.
It was probably creative differences.
Creative differences.
Someone decided, you know what? I'm going to try my sunglasses the right way.
The right way, and it just unraveled from there. All right. Anyways,
not who we are!
We're off track. Beth, you are 0-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I fell off a small cliff while trying to take a selfie with a hawk.
Oh, wow.
Trying to take a selfie with a hawk?
Yeah.
On a cliff?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Drunk adult.
All right. You're saying drunk adult, Kelly?
Yeah.
All right. Both of you saying
has to be.
Drunk
it
adult.
Has to be.
I was actually a drunk adult.
Yep. Okay, yes.
You got it. Yes. Drunk adult.
Wow.
Hawk selfies, small cliff. What happened?
I was in Colorado on a camping trip and got way too drunk while taking a hike. Not a super great combination.
Yeah.
And I saw what I thought was a hawk, and I tried to take a selfie with it, and I lost my balance, and I fell off a small cliff. And no, I didn't get the selfie, but yes, I was okay.
Okay, great. Because, I mean, you've read really horrible stories about that happening to people, losing their footing and whatnot, so thank goodness.
You got to get the selfie, though.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Hey, Beth, you got one right, you got one wrong. Let's wrap it up here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I tripped on a rake and fell into a pile of horse manure.
Oh, how many showers? Oh, how many showers do you need?
She fell into a pile of horse manure?
Yeah.
Tripped on a rake.
That could go either way, too.
Yes,
yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. This is tough.
That's what she said.
Little kid?
All right, so you're saying little kid.
I'm getting drunk adult vibes with this one.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no!
I was a drunk adult. I don't like how you say adult, for sure.
My best friend's family has a farm, and I was invited to hang out with them one 4th of July weekend. They have a number of animals, and one of the nights, after a day of heavy drinking, we were asked to make sure there was enough feed in the horse stalls. And as I was skipping my drunk down to the bar, I didn't see a rake that was in my path. And I tripped over it. That's Ow. When I went face first into a pile of horse manure.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, I hate farming.
Well, Beth, you know, I mean, you only got one right, but...
Good enough for us.
It's harder on the phone than it is in the car.
It always is. It's always much harder when you're in the hot seat, Beth. But you know what? We're going to hook you up anyways, all right? Congratulations.
Thanks.
You are so welcome. I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec. We'll get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Derek the drummer. Derek finally gets his apology. That's what I'm taking away from this.
Tweet from Kelsey, OMG. In the fifth grade, my little friends and I formed the Beach Treats and performed at recess. Hashtag rip Beach Treats. Long live the Beach Treats.
Dang it. I wish I would have seen one of those recess performances. They sound amazing.
Ready for a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
So we'll find random things on the internet, bring them to you as fact. Only after verifying their authenticity, of course.
Uh-huh.
We are, at our core, Kelly, journalists.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Did you not brought... What was your major?
I majored in...
Broadcast journalism, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Yes. It's a long time ago. And I minored in acting. I remember that.
I majored in broadcast journalism as well.
Okay.
PR was my minor.
Oh, gotcha.
Public relations.
All right. That's great.
Stupid fact of the day.
Yeah.
Giraffes pick their noses with their tongues.
Wow. Well, they can't really reach with their... I mean, they need all fours to kind of stand a lot. I can't really like...
Their neck is so long, too. Even if they had fingers or opposable thumbs, they wouldn't be able to reach their nose to pick it.
Not long enough.
I never really considered animals picking their noses.
I mean, when you think about it, they... Do they just naturally just blow their nose? Just like... But they can't... They don't have a tissue.
Well, okay. So my dog, Dougal...
Uh-huh.
He just went through about a week straight, which was the most annoying thing on the planet of, I don't know, maybe he has allergies because he's a dog that is needy. But anyways, he would have like
Sneezing?
Snot and like he would sneeze and there'd be like snot that would come out of his nose.
Really?
And we'd have to walk over to him like he was a toddler with a Kleenex and wipe off his nose.
See, our pugs just happen to... It's always kind of perfect the way that they sneeze in our faces. Like it's usually... It's not really whenever we're holding them and we're like... Ooh, doo, doo, and then... And
they're like, ah,
and just
right into your face. This is how I love you.
The entire face.
Stephanie rolls in on text. So giraffes walk and poke too. I guess when you think about it, they do.
They're
poking their nose with their tongue.
Logistically.
Can you touch your nose with your tongue?
No, I cannot.
I cannot either.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who can?
No.
Mm.
No. It is not something that I ask people. Like, hey, do you have this talent? I haven't never asked anybody. Maybe I should start.
I was going to say, maybe that should be in your back pocket. A little conversation starter, you know, when you're...
Hey, hi, nice to meet you. Touch your nose with your tongue?
I mean, you might as well just get some of those icebreaker questions out of the
way.
Maybe.
I'll add that to the list.
So again, stupid fact of the day, giraffes pick their noses with their tongues.
Again, did you look up fun facts about giraffes? Is that how you stumble across this? Or how did you know... to find this fact? That's what I want to know.
No, but I'm about to.
Okay, great.
Look up giraffes making sweet love.
Oh my gosh. Did you look up giraffes walk and poke and see what you come up with?
giraffe mating? Giraffe mating. Yeah.
Oh.
And they have
There's many videos. Oh, there's
thousands.
Oh, this the first one that comes up.
Yeah.
The thumbnail picture kind of paints the story. Like, you don't even have to just click play to get there. It's right there in the thumbnail.
They, like, run at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then
she's probably like, listen. Oh, and there's a significant size difference there, too.
Yeah.
She's petite compared to him. And she's probably like, nope.
It's
no,
been a
sir.
Minute. It's been a minute since we looked at animal mating videos on the internet.
Is there noise?
is there noise?
I mean, is it audible?
All right.
Well, by the way, I like click on one. I feel like for research purposes.
Well, we should. Yeah. Yeah. Here, hang on.
We've gone this far.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, let's
it's very
this.
Serene.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, what are you going to do with that,
whoa.
Mister?
Whoa.
What are you going to do with that? Oh.
Oh, that's impressive.
Here, hang on. Oh, it slows it down.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
and then
this,
there's no sound when it
slows. This looks a little aggressive.
Down.
I'm on another video where they're just kind of like, they're kind of almost look like they're fighting. Like banging heads against each other?
Yeah.
It's just kind of like maybe they're having a little argument and then they're going to make up?
Yeah, that's probably
maybe
what's
that's what
happen.
It is.
That's probably what's going to happen.
That's what it is.
All right, so there you go. That is
all
your
right.
stupid fact of the day.
That's great. Well, I'm upset that we don't have any sound bites we can add to the library.
No.
We'll have to do some more research. Maybe
giraffes
another one captures it.
Pick their noses with their tongues.
That's great. And now we see how they make other giraffes.
On 99.7 DJX. Start with Scott, who says, all right, Ben, my hashtag low battery buddy, I'm gonna need some All-American Rejects. You know
all
what
right,
to do.
All right.
What are you at?
What am I at?
I'm at
92.
I'm at 33%.
What?
Banger. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Do you mind playing Move B by Ludacris in honor of my first speeding ticket I got this week?
Oh, your first. Oh, take it from someone who's done it many times. It's so good. Get out the way. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 EJX.
Erica said I was kicking my kids out of the car at 8:40 for pre-K last year. They're now in kindergarten and got dropped off at 8, so Mama gets to fully enjoy Throwback Thursday again. Hashtag I swear I love my kids. Anyway, wellness check on Toya.
Wow. By the way.
Is that in the 01?
This was a straight fire banger.
It is.
If you guys don't remember Toya, one hit. That's all she needed.
Yep, that's all. And she's still riding it. And we're still paying her right now with this one.
That's right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. Forget that. That was
a banger.
That was a banger.
One.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. Got a message from the doc who says, Haboob, both for a Nike theme and for a Cards game day on Saturday.
That fits a couple of different needs.
Listen.
Check some boxes.
For those of you who don't know what a Haboob is, it is the name of this song.
Daroob.
Sandstorm.
Sandstorm.
Yeah, Haboob is a sandstorm.
Right.
So we want
to
just
more fun to say Haboob.
Yeah, we want to be more scientific with it because hashtag science
is Haboob the scientific term.
Yeah, I would think I would say so.
Probably. Yeah, sandstorm is just too
Haboobs.
See, it's a little calm in the storm, right?
Yeah, the Haboob going
yes.
in. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. We're under a little bit of a dilemma here because we have two different requests for the same artist, two different songs.
Oh. So who's going to win?
Well, Natasha Bedingfield is the artist.
Right.
A valid and solid Throwback Thursday artist.
Jen says my daughter Peyton wants to hear Unwritten.
And then another request for Pocketful of Sunshine.
Oh, what button are you going to hit?
I'm going to close my eyes.
And just hit a button.
And hit a button.
That's the only way to do
That's
it.
That's the only American way to do it.
American way to do it.
It's the American way to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
All right, give me a countdown.
Okay,
Hang on. My hands are sweaty.
Are you ready?
Hang on. Knees weak, arms heavy.
Three.
Vomit on my sweater already.
Two. You're still looking.
All right. Oh, sorry.
One.
What'd I get?
Pocket full of sunshine.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Song.
It is just a happy, bouncy song. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Kelly from Crescent Hill has a riddle for you.
I'm not ready for math.
If something costs 45 cents and I give you two quarters, what happens next?
I wonder if it's this. Or Kelsey.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
First official week of nursing. She's pumped.
Yeah, Kelsey!
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
And they say yeah. Everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Andrea says there's a student who looks like a tiny version of Eminem.
Can you play one of his songs, please? All right, sure.
Now I need a picture.
I know, right?
I do.
We do. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. No, we don't play the entire song. We just give you the tip of it.
That's all you really need. That's really, all you honestly.
Need. Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need.
Yeah. We need a little BB Mac.
Sorry?
For Jessica.
Sorry?
Can you... BB Mac. Is that even in there?
BB Mac.
BB Mac.
They're British, right?
The day.
They're British, right?
I think so.
Is it this? Did you just...
I think so. They're British.
Oh, God. You set me free. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. That was sweet. All right. Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. Stacey rolls in and says, hey, need some old Justin Bieber since he just had a baby. I bet you all think we're going to play Baby. That is a nay-nay.
That would be the logical choice.
Sorry.
But this was a banger. It's a straight banger. You know you
and it is older Justin Bieber. Nicki Minaj. Baby Jack.
Banger.
Jack
Blues Bieber.
Throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX, Hope rolls in, ghetto superstar, stop it!
Whoa!
Remember
that's
this?
A sharp left turn! I like it!
That's what Throwback Thursday is all about. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Listen, Natalie and Sammy Licious are asking...
Are you sure they're not in cahoots?
Probably, they could be. Not sure. Is that against the rules? It's not against the rules. They're both tossing out a little town that starts with O.
Orlando?
O-Town.
O-Town.
I think that does
the
mean
only
Orlando.
Song we have is this.
Oh.
This is going to take the mood down.
It's a couple skate. Listen, we're going to be in our feels.
All or nothing?
Couple skate.
Couple skate? Throwback Thursday?
I know when he's been
what?
On
yeah.
That distant look is in
sweet, sweet voice.
I thought it time you
in a piggyback ride through
it's
downtown. Trevor.
By Trevor?
Yeah.
Give you a foot rub?
Give me a foot rub later, yeah.
Nowhere left to fall. Yes. When you reach the bottom, it's now or never.
Oh, yeah.
Is it
okay.
All
right, but that's enough.
Maybe I just want to play it through.
Oh,
maybe I just want to commit to the entire song. Maybe I did get a little emotional during it. These aren't tears. My eyes are just watering. Ashley, we got you.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no
broke.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
What?
She ain't messing with no broke.
Throwback Thursday here on 99.70 JX.
Derek Gossip ever throwing a little bit of shade out at O-Town. It wasn't a sharp turn. It was a complete detour. This isn't workout music. Crying while lifting is a weird flex. No pun intended.
By the way, shout to Karina, who tweets, I haven't heard y'all in forever. Like 2 years, different job and schedule. Welcome back.
Whoa!
Yeah. Welcome back to the prank, Karina. You still look good, Karina.
Oh, we've missed
Dang,
you.
Dang, we've missed you.
Gone, but we have
you have literally
you.
Doubled our listeners.
Yeah.
All right, Bethany, we got you. No diggity. Throwback Thursday.
The street drops the verse.
Shorty and down. I like the way you work it.
No diggity. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX.
Listen, Ashley's been tossing out a lot of things at us.
Okay.
For a while now on the text line. She's like 11. Okay, so
she said she used to be 9.
She used to be 9, now she's 11. And she wanted to hear like Taylor and then like Avril Lavigne. And she's like, no, I hate O-Town. Now
right.
She's Brit.
All right, we'll do
Britney.
We'll do Britney.
He's so young to be so angry.
You know what? Working it out.
Okay.
Just working it out. Let's go back Thursday. JX.
Alex, this is one of my favorite Throwback Thursdays. Ben hating on O-Town and then trying to play the whole song.
Listen, maybe I just forgot. I forgot how emotional that song was.
Oh, let's go on the vibe.
And I just started getting in my own feels.
These boys. I love them so much.
And I was just remembering how popular that song was. How many requests we get for it every night.
Uh-huh.
Just like, oh my God.
Oh.
Lori, by the way, bumping the new mom van at almost 40. Didn't see it coming. All right,
yes,
I got you, girl. Listen,
queen, once you are rocking it.
Once you go to that third row of seating,
oh, it's luxurious.
Ain't going back.
You're not going back.
Ain't going back.
This feeling on this so damn hard to please. We gotta kill this switch. You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s
bitch.
Wow.
All right, throwback Thursday.
Your favorite part, isn't it?
99.7 DJX. Alex, can we get some random Fergie? What bridge do they crash it into in this bridge?
Oh, wow.
Fergie.
It's never going to get old.
Never.
Ever.
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 Ever. All right, throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 DJX. Welcome, friends. We are Ben and Kelly and
Fergie.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX.
Susie has a sharp left turn.
Okay.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, all right. We already played kind of a slower song that kind of got into my feels.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor was Irish. So was House of Pain. So I feel like that could probably...
Practically the same thing.
Be okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Practically the same thing.
Both Irish.
Exact same feel.
Sláinte.
For the song. Oh, okay. Susie, this one feels, she said that works. Okay,
see?
Works out.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Throwback Thursday. Let's go.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Jump around.
You know what?
Jump around.
I know if you Google House of Pain, it says that they are from Los Angeles, but the members are from Ireland. Like, several of them are from Ireland. So don't jump into my DMs thinking you know more than me. All right? All right? Don't.
Listen, I
come to me
in stories.
With that.
Yeah.
All right, okay. It's 99.7 DJX.
Oh, wow.
Just like that, it's done.
By the way, Angela says, best part of DVD this morning was when Ben said the B word on the radio. It made me cackle. Love you guys. Been listening since high school. I graduated in 03. Love you, Angela.
Made me cackle. Listen, when I kind of...
You're just singing the song.
Yeah, I'm just singing the song.
Right.
Singing the lyrics.
Right.
Exactly. All right, it's Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back to back to back to back.
You need to recover from that.
Yeah.
It's always high energy.
So there's a podcast that does this segment called Normal or Nah. I thought it was kind of funny. So people kind of submit things that they do that they think are normal. And then, you know, it's up for discussion as to, maybe that isn't so normal. Maybe that's more unique to you. So, for example, like one of them, sleeping like you're in a cocoon.
Sleeping like you're in a cocoon?
Head covered, blankets wrapped around like a sleeping bag, face covered except for your nose and mouth.
Okay, I would probably say that got a lot of gnaws. No, I will sleep with the covers like over my nose, but it's not like I would say cocoon-like.
So my wife and I are typically on different spectrums of the covers. She likes the room really cold. Now, I can always put hoodie and stuff on. But I would say, yeah, I think I'm kind of in between. I do kind of sleep like I'm in a cocoon. My head isn't covered, though. Like, I can't sleep with my head covered.
Okay, well, that kind of makes it the cocoon, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. All right, so I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not. All right, here's another one. Washing my toothbrush before I use it.
Washing the toothbrush? Like, with what?
I guess water.
All right, well, I've seen some people, like, just wet it down. But if you're, like, using some sort of cleanser, that's weird.
Yeah, the whole washing part makes me question...
Yeah, we need to define washing.
...that, because I would say nah. But, I mean, what about the very first time you use it?
Oh, I think... Do we not assume that it's super clean, ready to go?
I mean, we assume it.
I don't know if I've ever tried to clean it other than wetting it down.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do wet it before I put the... I mean, the proper order is... You wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, then you wet it again, then you brush your teeth.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the order that is accepted by society. So if,
now,
if it's anything
unless you're
other
dry
than
brushing,
that,
I've heard a lot of dentists say dry brushing is good.
Yeah, my dad's a dentist. I mean, well, my dad said literally, you don't need toothpaste per se to brush your teeth.
You don't need toothpaste, really?
Yeah, I mean, just if you brush your teeth, I mean, the motion of the brush on your on your teeth, that's the good part.
Oh, I mostly say you don't need water, you just need toothpaste.
No, mostly the toothpaste is there just to like make your breath smell good.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, yeah, normal or nah? Enjoying the smell of your partner's farts.
Oh, wow. See, I would say your own before your partner's. Because isn't it something like you can handle your own stench a little bit better than anybody else's?
All of it. This person said, every time my partner farts, I swear I breathe in deeper just to get him inside of me.
Wow, that's love. That is a deep level of love.
Oh, my gosh, that is funny. I would say if you asked any member of my family that, they'd say, nah. No, not normal. Now, I can appreciate... the smell of someone else's. I mean, like...
You can appreciate it?
Yeah. And now I'm not saying like a stranger's. That's weird. But maybe a family member and be like, ah, well done.
So you can marinate in it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean,
fine?
I can appreciate the smell. Like one of my, you know, daughters does something like that. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Oh, you're proud of her.
I'm like, yeah, that's well done. You know, because one... they obviously feel comfortable enough wherever we are to be able to do that sort of thing. So that's
okay.
Good.
Yeah. And you know, they probably feel better. Here's the thing. In our house, it's more like belches. I'm usually marveling because every single member of my family, except for me, can create the most amazing earth shattering come from the tip of your toenails belches. And I've never been able to do that. And I'm always kind of fascinated that they have the ability.
Well, maybe you can change your diet and maybe join
them next time. No, I'm not setting it as a goal.
All right, we don't have to do many more. I just want to get to one more. Do you sit down? I sit down in the shower to relax.
No. I mean, I know there's a lot of, and we have a shower seat, but we've never actually, I don't think, sat down on it. It just mostly used to hold stuff and put my leg up when I'm shaving.
Yeah, outside of a hotel, I've never had a bathroom that had a shower with a seat in the actual shower.
I mean, it feels luxurious when you do, but I don't think I've ever actually used it as a seat.
So if I'm sitting down in the shower, I'm not going to lie and say I've never done that. You know, after a night of drinking and you wake up way too early and you're like,
you just got to take a minute. Standing is too much at that point.
Yeah. You just kind of sit down and let the water just kind of flow on you. Yeah,
I've been there, but that's not a regular occurrence.
No, I feel like
normally you're in there, you're getting things done, you're getting out.
All right, so there you go. There's a few normal or nah. Maybe we'll revisit it some other time on 99.7 DJX. So there's this TikTok that has been going kind of viral. Her name's Sarah. She just asks a question. She was born in 1997.
Okay, this is a genuine question to, like, older people. What did you do before you could look something up? Like, if you saw someone and you were like, oh, they remind me of that actor. What was that? What's his name? Like, and none of your friends knew. Would you go to a library? Like, okay, without Google Maps. Like, I know that there was MapQuest. But before that, like, genuinely, what would you do? Would you just accept not knowing? Like, I would, please stitch this and tell me because I genuinely do not understand how I would survive.
I mean, this is so real. It's such a real, honest question.
You know what? To be honest, I don't remember.
So I just had this conversation with my daughters. Like, listen, before you could just Google map this, you had to actually have a paper map because when we had turned in our old car, the Jetta, when they got rid of the Jetta, it had a paper map, like one of those folded paper maps still in the glove compartment that I had when I bought the car back in 1999.
I had one for Indiana and Kentucky in my car for the longest time.
Right. You'd open it up. You'd look at the map. You go, okay, I'm wanting to be here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here now, so where do I go? And so that's when you had the person, your co-pilot, the person sitting shotgun, they'd pull out the map and like be looking at it while you're driving going, okay, you got to turn here. And it was so unpredictable because you didn't know if there was road construction. You didn't know if there was an accident. You didn't know anything.
Didn't tell you traffic. Yep, nope. No, all that.
No, but some of the comments on this were fantastic. Like Javier said, the name of the actor would just come to you 3 weeks later while you were eating a bowl of cereal.
Yep. Yep. And then you have to call them on the phone and tell them about it. Yes.
Or you just have to file it away for the next time you saw them. And we're just like, okay. Heather said, well, sometimes we just wondered about things. And then Jenna was like, this is why being good at 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon was such a flex.
Fun fact, that game got me my first job here in Louisville.
There you go.
I mean, I put that on my resume because I used to play that at the first radio show I ever did. It was like 1920 in West Lafayette, Indiana. And that is what got the attention of the program director that got me hired.
I remember
at 102.3 when it was Mixed 102 back in the day.
There you go. I remember going into record stores. So, you know, you remember like Ear Ecstasy used to be a thing here.
Sure, yeah.
And you know, there was FYE in the malls and stuff like that. There were like record stores where you'd go, you'd buy music in an actual place, physical music. And so I would go in there and I would have no idea what the name of the song was because we didn't have like things on the radio or things on our phone that could just tell you what the name of the song was. And if the DJ at the time on the radio never said what the song was, you'd be sitting there going,
Dang it, why don't they ever say it?
And so I would walk into the record store and I'd be like, hey, so I'm looking for a song and it kind of goes,
and the record store employees needed to be on their game.
They were shameless times.
Yeah.
Absolute shameless times.
And, oh, wow.
And it's funny because then Greg is like, hey, this is why Gen X is still finding out the wrong lyrics we're singing for 30 years.
But what a fun simple
But I love the fact that she referenced MapQuest in her whole thing. She was like,
yeah,
like before Google Maps, I know you had MapQuest. Yeah, which of course MapQuest was a thing where you actually had to get on. And that was like the early stages of like this Google Maps.
Yes, but you had to find it and print it out first before you left. Yes, 100%.
Davey said, you know how you seem puzzled by this question? Yeah, that's the same feeling that we just sat with. Yeah, another comment. Your aunt just said something that was fact, and you just believed it until you found out otherwise. Like, hey, did you know that the banana spider is a better cure for ED than Viagra?
And you'd be stop like, with that wow! fact. Stop. Listen, we're finding out on the internet, and we're still believing it without researching
wow!
it.
Wow. And then you'd go and you'd say it to someone else who actually knew. You'd be like, hey, did you know? And they'd be like, where'd you hear that? You're like, no. That's not
Aunt
true.
Aunt Becky, she knows everything.
Oh, shoot. So
now the internet is Aunt Becky, and she knows everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so how did you even survive before you could just get on your phone and look it up?
You know what? I was thinking about that the other day. I don't remember how did I do life before all of this. I rely on it so much now. Like, how in the world did I survive? Like when I was in college, my first phone was a Motorola gray flip phone, $5 a month, emergency use only.
Yeah. 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 I know. I mean, there was a time when you bought internet by the minute and you get like 20 minutes of internet a month. And you're like, ah, I got the good plan. I got 50 minutes of internet a month. You're like, what, are your parents rich? Yep.
The good old days.
I know. And or when you not call someone because their number had a bunch of nines and zeros in it. And you're like, yeah, I'm not wasting my time calling your number because you had the rotary phones and it would take forever to dial their phone number. But if their phone number was like a 222-110, you know, 1133, you'd be like, yeah, let's roll.
Listen, I loved the rotary phones because it was just like a little Ferris wheel for your fingers.
Okay.
And I was kind of, so I liked the nines and it was like, whee! I like that. That was fun.
So there you go, Sarah. We'll tweet out Sarah's TikTok because it's so hysterical and so relatable and just so innocent where, how did you do it before everything was in our hands?
My gosh. Colleen was like, a friend of mine who came down to visit us from Chicago told her freshman and college daughter about MapQuest. Needless to say, blew her mind. And she said, I remember in the 80s, if you had a question like that, you'd call phone a friend. Yeah. I remember many a weekend, the family phone ringing and it being my aunt asking those types of questions.
I love it. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
Situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, be thinking of the craziest thing that happened to you while you were learning to drive. Because here's a father teaching his son how to drive story that didn't really end up well.
Wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without hitting a pothole, which causes your car to then flip on its side, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh. That's a big pothole.
Yes, both the father and son are okay, by the way.
That's good.
It's a pretty improbable accident. Now, the reason we know is there was a dashboard camera on the car, okay? And so this kid hit a pothole as he was turning right, and it veered off to the side of the road where his right wheel drove up a retaining wall that kind of had cement blocks stacked up like steps, and it just kind of like vaulted the car. And it flipped on its side.
Holy cow.
There's audio.
We'll go around behind Kroger so you don't have to deal with... There's a big hole right there. Stop. Ah! Oh, Sammy, you okay?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, buddy. So what now? I don't know. Turn the car off. All right. Are you hurt?
I don't think so. Should I call 911?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, he's handling that so well.
Well, I will say that I have edited that audio clip quite a bit because there is quite a few swears in there too.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that is, and you see it, they come to a stop, they just make a turn. They turn into it. And they're not going very fast at all.
No.
It all happens kind of slowly.
Yes.
It's really bizarre.
But flips the car over completely.
Sure does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without hitting a pothole, causing your car to flip on its side, then you're doing okay.
Well, that's out of Bloomington, Indiana.
Well done.
Well done.
What I would like to hear now are the crazy things that happened to you while you were learning how to drive.
Gonna All be right. tough to beat that one.
795-1997. I wanted to know what the craziest thing that happened to you while you were learning how to drive. This dad was teaching his son how to drive, and his son hit a pothole, and...
We're out behind Kroger, so you don't have to deal with... There's a big hole right there. Ah! Stop!
That's the sound of the car going on its side. Like it hit a pothole, then it hit a wall, and it flipped on its side. So
I mean, just the craziest little set of circumstances is like the retaining wall kind of had like a jagged edge, like steps, and it just kind of whoop,
yep,
really slowly. So it's not like it happened real fast.
So what's the craziest thing that happened to you while you were learning how to drive, Paul? In high school, one of my classmates was taking driver's ed. Had a minor fender bender their first time driving on the road. A squirrel had darted in front of the car, so my classmate swerved straight into a parked police car.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, poor little guy, and oh, that's not good either.
I remember when I was taking my driver's test, my instructor was in the passenger's seat. He was sleeping. We were on the freeway.
Your instructor was sleeping during your driving test?
Yeah, he was sleeping. I look over and
he's not a good instructor.
He's just sleeping.
Wow. And you're on the freeway?
And I'm getting off the freeway and I'm on an off ramp and I'm coming up to a red light and the car's slowing down and he kind of wakes up and he sees that it's a red light and we're still moving and like goes, "Ah!" and like slams on his brakes that he has on his side. I just gotta look over at him and he looks over at me and oh my gosh.
Did you have a nice nap?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Ryan said I was one of three people taking my driving test that day. Me, another guy, and a girl. And when it was the girl's turn, she took a left turn out of the parking lot into oncoming traffic on a divided freeway.
Oh my gosh.
To her credit,
no.
She dodged the oncoming traffic all the way to a stoplight, signaled properly and merged right. After a few moments of stunned driving silence, she murmured to the teacher, "I just failed, didn't I?"
Oh, yeah.
To which
yeah,
he responded, did. "Oh, yeah."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, no getting around that. Good try, though.
Oh, I got three more. Jennifer said, was taking my driving test, and I was so nervous that my legs were shaking uncontrollably. I approached the first stop sign that was right outside the plaza I had parked in, and instead of pushing the brake to stop, I accidentally pushed the gas.
Uh-oh.
Flew right through the stop sign.
Oh, gosh.
Thankfully, I was using the driving instructor's car, and the tester slammed on the brakes that were on his side.
Oh, wow. Man.
Kara said, when I was taking my test, I was asked to parallel park. I did an okay job, but not fantastic, and was verbally pretty critical on my own crappy parking job. The instructor leaned over and said, "Don't worry, that'll pass. I once had a girl who ended up with all four tires on the sidewalk." Which I'm like, how does that even happen?
Well, you know what? This feels safer if we're just on the sidewalk. This
yeah, parallel park. Because at one point, you know, she's got to feel the car go up on the curb.
Right.
And then
just that first little jolt should be like, oh, and then you should put on the brake.
And then at that one point, she's probably just like, well, screw it. We're just going all in.
Or sometimes when you panic, you just can't take your foot off the gas and you just press harder.
Yeah.
And you go faster.
And then finally, Will. These are like crazy things that happened while you're learning to drive. Will said, this isn't as crazy as some of the others that have been shared. But anyway, so I didn't learn to drive until I was an adult. So I was 19 when I was in driver's ed. And my teacher frickin' loved it. He got such a kick out of having an adult in the car and not a teenager. He'd smoke. We'd go through the drive-thru.
Oh, my God.
He got so many errands done while I was driving.
You know what? Just swing by Walgreens. You got to pick up a prescription. Let's go get some beer while we're out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow.